have successfully navigated the Sea of Commerce and now are clear to cruise with the world of boating.
I do like the water.
The radio show devoted exclusively to the boating lifestyle.
The sun, the sea air, good friends.
Brought to you by worldofboating.com, your internet portal for the boating enthusiast.
Batten down the hatches.
Aye, aye, sir.
Mend the bowsprit, stow the mizzen mast, jibe the jib boom, hoist the mainsail, and lower the tattersail. Look sharp, lad. Pipe the starboard hatch to leeward. Thwarts and trim the scuppers of the port poop deck.
I'm sitting on a boat dock, paying on my finder, waiting for you to come home. I'm sitting on a boat dock, paying on my finder, waiting for you to come home. Oh, I'm sitting on a boat ever since you've been gone.
This is the World of Boating. Greg, your first mate, Barry the Boater, Mike the Mariner, and Joe from Motor City Boatworks helping us out today, too. It's a full crew as we talk about these boat restoration projects that Joe does on his YouTube channel. Motor City Boatworks is what you look up. Work spelled W-E-R-K-S on YouTube. And when you're consulting these couples in Italy or whoever else are just doing your own restoration projects, really the ultimate goal here is have fun fixing up this classic boat that you or your friends are working on there, Joe. But you're also trying to save a few bucks. Part of it is, the journey, obviously. You want to have fun building it because, like you said, once you complete it, once you do the project, it just makes you that much more, that sense of accomplishment, I think. Rewarding in its own right, but you also, it affects your pocketbook. You can save some big money, and I know that's one of your elements of your boat restoration type
stuff.
There's
only so much money, so you save it over here, and you spend it over there.
Key is, if you do the restoration correctly, you can save big money, but a lot of it is parts related. And I know one of the things you do on the channel and is you find, you go out and find these things that need to be recycled or, I don't know, garage sales, flea market type things.
Yep. It's one of my rules of boat restoration that you try to use the original parts that come with the boat and refurbish them. Right. Some things you can't do that with. And a lot of times systems, they get outdated because technology changes or whatever changes, safety, this and that. And so, but generally speaking, there are some marine parts that they always have some intrinsic value. They can be restored or refurbished, and they can be, reused on different projects. Sure. In particular, stainless steel, bronze items, deck fittings, sometimes hatches, this kind of stuff. And a lot of times plastics won't hold up 30, 40, 50 years, but the metal will hold up. And so you can find some of this stuff, especially some vintage stuff that frankly is not made that way anymore, and you can't buy it. It's because those companies don't exist. For example, I have I have a pair of dinghy davits, aluminum dinghy davits on the back of the trawler that are used to raise and lower the dinghy. And they were made by a company called Bremer Manufacturing. And they used a special process to make these aluminum davits. And that company, while it still exists, they don't make those davits anymore. And no one makes those davits in that design anymore that do what those davits do. It's just not popular anymore. But back in the day, in the 60s and 70s, those davits were... they were the bee's knees, and everybody had them, and they were being used because there were a lot of mid-sized trawlers, 25 to 30 feet long, and these things worked great for that. Nowadays, a lot of people are going to bigger boats. These smaller boats are not necessarily as popular. They don't really exist. And in case of my boat, there were only 500 and some maybe Alban 27s ever made. So there are really not that many old ones like that.
Well, so what did you do? You found it at a flea market or something?
You're always on the prowl at the flea markets, at the yard sales. But there are, I was asking Barry if you guys had you're in Florida. Do you have a nautical flea market rumble jumble?
Well, I know they have an annual one down in the Keys, and then they got that Sailor Man thing down in Fort Lauderdale down by Barry.
Well, Sailor Man's a store. It'll buy
old boat parts. I mean, you could sell stuff to them, mm-hmm. and they put it out for sale. So you can do that. Like there used to be something called the Dania Beach.
Right?
There used to be a once a year thing called the Dania Beach Flea Market, boating flea market, where people would at some parking lot, people would bring all their boating stuff over there and try to sell it there.
Yeah,
I don't know if they still have that.
There's several of those up and down the coast of Florida.
I know they have one down in the Keys,
St. Lucie,
for sure.
Yeah. The used boat warehouse, I think the used boat part warehouse is really the key. I think if you're doing a restoration, it's helpful to have one of these things kind of near you, or make an annual trip to one of these places to kind of source a bunch of parts, get your teak, get your old doors, get your hatches, get weird things that go on your boat that don't go on anybody else's boat, things you can repurpose. In Michigan, here in Detroit, we have what's called marine sales and repair, mm-hmm. and it's owned by my friend Earl the Pearl. He's like 85 years old, and he's been here forever. And he has a 17,000 square foot warehouse with every old boat thing that you could want, old Chris Craft parts, all kinds of rare stuff. I did an episode on it. Kind of, he took me through there and showed me everything and talked about, you know, his life, and is really kind of an extraordinary individual. He made a fortune off of used marine parts, and he gave it all away. He gave it to a children's hospital and some other stuff, and he's quite a philanthropist.
Wow. Well, that's really what made him the Pearl, I assume.
Yeah, you got to check. Yeah. That's why they call him Earl the Pearl. Yeah. And he's really an inspirational guy. Mm-hmm. Just check out that episode. But the places like that, for a guy like me, I walk inside there. I can't bring enough money with me in that place to buy all the things that I need
or want. I can use this.
Oh, I could use everything.
Right.
There's no, I could build 100 million. I could build 1,000 boats off of the stuff that he's gotten there, and they'd all be just different. Sweet, you know?
Yeah. Well, and the key is,
I bet Sailor Man's probably the same thing down by you guys.
Well, it is.
And they're actually in a bigger place now. They were in a smaller place. Now it's a bigger place. So they have even more stuff.
But when you go into a place like that, are you looking for a diamond in the rough kind of thing? Like, oh, they don't know what this is. I can get this really cheap or
No, they know what it is.
They know
what
they've got.
Yeah.
Now, I will tell you this, though. I'm going to tell you this, though. I one of the reasons I like Earl the Pearl is that they know, generally speaking, most of their stuff is the price is discounted 50%, half of whatever it is on the market today. But there are some things that if you're a repeat good customer, that they got to move inventory. So a lot of times it's buying things in large quantities and this and that. I buy my teak from Earl the Pearl, different pieces of teak trim and what have you that I can then repurpose and use. And he sells the teak by linear priced by linear foot, and at some like ridiculously low price. I'll go in there and I'll come out with 12-foot pieces of teak trim that I bought for $10, and then I can use, you know, one or two pieces to do like an entire sailboat, you know, because a lot of times you know, you don't necessarily need a 12-foot piece. You're doing something,
right?
You know,
but you need more than less. That's for sure.
I have an episode. I talk about the cockpit table. I did an epoxy cockpit table for the trawler, and it's got these rounded teak curved corners and all this kind of stuff. And I show how I built it from designing a napkin to the finished product. Right, and a lot of the parts, the components for that, came from Earl the Pearls. Pennies on the dollar, and it's like an artist going to a, I don't know, craft store, and you find all the things you need to make what you want. You know, I just love it.
Or going into a liquor store and you know the guy and he gives you first dibs at the allocated bourbon that they only get a couple.
I'm going to Earl Pearl's this week. I got to get start buying stuff, you know, to work on one of the sailboats for next summer.
Those places are amazing, indeed. And if you take a bottle of bourbon in there to grease the wheel, you might get something similar that you can use on your boat. On that note, we're going to wrap it up. Till next time, remember, whether it is sail or motor,
life is better as a boater.
Safe boating, everyone.
Barnacle bit. Martin Schwab.
World of Boating is brought to you by worldofboating.com, your internet portal for the boating enthusiast.
Any of this getting through to you, son?
World of Boating is a production of Overboard Entertainment Incorporated.
Computer standing by.
Remember, you can listen live or to archives of past shows worldwide over the internet at worldofboating.com.
Computers can do that?
So tell a friend and come aboard every week for the World of Boating.
This is so great. I can't wait. I'm getting goosebumps. Feel me. Feel me.
The radio show devoted exclusively to the boating lifestyle.
Woo-hoo-hoo! TTFN. Ta-ta for now.
The opinions you just heard on the World of Boating are those of the hosts, callers, and guests. They are not necessarily those of any station or network, its management, or advertisers.
What are you being such a weenie for?
While on the water, your safety and the safety of many others depends on you. So boat smart and operate your vessel only after receiving the proper training and instruction for your area.
There is a fine line between genius and madness.
Have any questions or comments? Feel free to do so via the web at worldofboating.com.